AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily. Coming up, we'll look at some of the newest products hitting the market, as well as production plans for a new electric car. And later on in the show, we've got my answers to your comments and questions. Now the news. BMW and GoPro are collaborating to allow drivers to operate a GoPro video camera using the BMW iDrive system in their car. The camera can be mounted anywhere inside or outside and is operated via Wi-Fi with a free phone app. The phone is connected to the car with a USB cable. The video feed is displayed on the screen on the center console of the car, so drivers can aim the camera the way they want it. Then, using the iDrive controller, the driver can start or stop recording and choose from a menu of six other settings, such as for night driving. Using the iDrive system pretty much lets you keep your eyes on the road as you operate it. Pretty cool, but for now, it only works with iPhones. We've already shown you some of the details of the new Lincoln MKC, but here's a unique feature that we think will appeal to buyers. As you approach the car at night, your key fob will wake it up. Interior lights will come on to cast a soft glow throughout the cabin. The start button will pulse slowly, the door handles will light up, and the rear view mirrors will swing out. Lights mounted under the mirror housings beam the Lincoln logo on the ground alongside the car. It's all part of creating something of a special event as you simply approach the car. We think others will start copying this idea. At the end of 2012, Renault partnered with Caterham to revive the Alpine brand and develop a new sports car, with both companies releasing their own version. But that's not going to happen. Renault just bought out Caterham's stake in the venture and will develop the Alpine on its own. Strangely, however, Caterham will also continue development of its car. And the two left open the possibility for further collaboration. So what the heck is really going on? And speaking of Renault, the company is one of the leaders in the commercial van segment in Europe, and it just introduced two new versions of its Traffic and Master vans. Both vehicles offer four different diesel engines. You can also get cargo, passenger, and even camper versions. Both feature more interior room and offer more areas to store items. The Traffic also features a retractable bracket located above the radio that can hold a tablet. Both models arrive in dealerships in Europe this September. Last week, we showed you a teaser image from Nissan of an all-new global pickup truck, but now we got to see it without the cover. This is the next generation of the Navara, which is sold in markets around the world and shares its roots with the Frontier. That's why many are speculating that this could be the base for the next Frontier. The all-new truck is officially called the NP300 Navara, and boasts better acceleration, a more rigid and durable frame, and an upgraded interior. Power comes from one of two 2.5-liter four-cylinder engines, one diesel, the other gasoline, and can be driven through either two- or four-wheel drive. Either engine will mate to a 7-speed automatic or a 6-speed manual. And now you know as much as we do about them. We've shown you the Kia Soul EV. Now Kia announced plans to immediately export it to select European countries. It will be shipped to other markets by the end of the year. One interesting note is that initial production is only planned to reach 5,000 units annually. So it looks like Kia actually has some realistic expectations for this vehicle. Hey, coming up next, it's time for You Said It.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
And now it's time for some of your feedback. Joe Lambert says, I received a warning letter for my 2010 and 2011 chassis Benz. not to add other keys to the ignition ring, as it would pose a problem with the switch. It surprises me how some manufacturers are scrutinized more and are brought to the attention of the public more than others, for example, U.S. and Asian versus European. Is he right? Is this true? Has Mercedes warned drivers about an ignition switch problem? We're going to have to look into that. Thanks for the heads up. Bob Zygmunt is not impressed with that new Lincoln. The MKC for over 50 grand, he says? An Acura RDX with all-wheel drive and tech package, currently stickers for $40,890. I've owned a 2013 RDX for 18 months, and I believe that there is not a better vehicle available in this segment. You know, he's right. A fully loaded RDX is about $10,000 cheaper than a fully loaded MKC. Gary Susie says, I've been watching American Pickers, and they have been driving a new transit van for a couple of months. What gives? Well, what gives is that Ford recognized a great opportunity to showcase the Transit on that television show and gave them one well before the public could get their hands on them. In fact, they're still running a promotion where you can win the use of a Transit for free for 2 weeks. Ford is hosting a scavenger hunt that challenges contestants to find one of 10 scale model Transits on display in antique shops across the United States. No purchase necessary, but the contest ends July 1st. If you want more details, go to Social Ford. Well, let me spell it all out. Social.ford.com/win-transit. We got the link in the show notes today. Mike has a very interesting question on why GM is accusing a handful of engineers of incompetence. They all have university degrees, right? They all have been through annual reviews, promotional reviews, etc., over multiple years, right? And just now, they are all of a sudden incompetent? What about the people who hired them and judged them each year? Mike, you are really onto something. And I would add this. If GM had such a bumbling culture of people who don't care, you're going to tell me this only led to one defect? And on the other hand, how can that kind of culture still turn out world-class cars? You know, either there's a lot more defects yet to be discovered, or this Veloucas investigation of GM is off base. To me, it raises more questions than it answers. Tony Gray has a response to me talking about how a bullet nose design on a car would mitigate head-on collisions. Maybe the bullet nose would eliminate head-on collisions, he says, but it would make side impact collisions a lot more, well, interesting. And Tony, of course, makes a really good point. Hey, thanks for all your letters and comments. We get a kick out of answering as many of them as we can. And before we go, all you pony car enthusiasts out there, get your questions in early for Autoline After Hours. We'll have Mark Stilo, the chief engineer of the Camaro Z28, and we'll have one of those cars in the studio with us tonight. We're actually going to start the show with Mark Stilo and the Z, and that's why I say get your questions in early. We'll get going at 6 p.m. Eastern Time right here at Autoline.tv. And that wraps up today's show. Thank you for tuning in.